for exchange students, and we also sent it to the first year degree students, the invitation. So in at times I'm going to specify that who the information concerns, or some information is a bit different for, or some of the guidelines are a bit different for exchange students and degree students. So I will point out the differences as we go, but keep it in mind that there can be some differences as well. Can I have the next slide, please? Thank you. So as usual, the technical guidelines are the same. Please keep your camera and the microphone muted during the presentation. And after we go through the different topics, you will have a chance to ask your questions. Please raise your hand, or then you can also ask your questions in the chat. And you can also ask your questions in the chat also during the presentation. We will return to them in the end. We will do our best to answer your questions. It might be that you will have questions that we are not able to answer because we don't have answers yet. The situation is not completely formed yet. We are still waiting for information and waiting for decisions to be made, but we try to share as much information as we have right now. And the session is recorded and will be available for 2 weeks on our website. And the link will be shared with you later on. We can go on. So here is the program for today. So first, I will go through the information on the March shutdown from different kind of points of views and levels. Then I will have a couple of things to say about traveling. Then some information or reminder about the registration of right of residence for EU citizens, then the Kelamil subsidy card, SEMMA delivery bill, and then the group well-being workshop for international students that is organized in the upcoming month. And in the end, as mentioned, there will be time for questions and answers. Next one, please. All right, so right to the topic. So in the past couple of weeks, several Finnish regions have seen a rapid rise in coronavirus infections. There were outbreaks among visitors in Lapland, for example, workers at shipping yards and construction sites. And last Friday, Finland recorded 720 new confirmed cases, which is a new daily record. And I wanted to say that I know that this number maybe for some of you seem quite small, maybe compared to the numbers that we hear from around the world and maybe in your home country also. There are much higher numbers, but please consider that the population of Finland is very small. So compared to it, this is a big number. And also the fact that Finland has been trying to kind of put a stop to the infections in an early stage. So we are alarmed at this kind of rates already because we really don't want it to spread. So we try to prevent the spreading. So we take also these kind of numbers very seriously. So as a response to this situation, the Finnish government introduced a 3-week-long shutdown, which is due to start about a week from now, on the 8th of March. And the purpose of the shutdown is to prevent the acceleration of the epidemic and the spreading of more infectious virus variants. And measures to be taken depend on the stage of epidemic the Finnish regions are in. So it can be, it's not the same for the whole country. It is looked at in each region separately. Next one, please. So the regions in Finland are categorized according to the three phases of the epidemic. And you can see on the map on the right what stages, what phases we have. So we have the base level, Then the next level is acceleration stage, and the final one, the worst one, is spreading stage. And you can see this picture is a bit older than the week old. So this is how it looked like on the 24th of February. And the government wants to introduce stricter measures in the following regions that are in spreading and acceleration phase. So there is Helsinki and Uusimaa region in the south, Southwest Finland, Satakunta, Kanta-Häme, Vaasa, Åland, and Lapland as well. And stricter measures are highly recommended for municipalities in regions that are in an acceleration phase. And in this group also, there's Central Finland, where Jyväskylä is situated. So for the first group that I mentioned, the strict measures are very directly recommended by the government. And those areas are so-called pushed for this like taking these measures. And then the second group is a bit milder, but those areas are also recommended to consider the stricter recommendations. Next one, please. So the current recommendations for municipalities in the spreading and acceleration areas include extensive recommendation on remote work and the use of face masks, protection of risk groups, distance learning for higher education institutions, restrictions and closures on the use of public premises, suspension of adult group hobbies, restrictions on air passenger traffic and border crossings, restrictions on gatherings with more than 6 people, avoiding private events with more than 6 people, and municipalities to step up their measures in monitoring the implementation of quarantine and self-isolation. So these are the measures that the government is recommending for municipalities. Next one, please. And more concretely, these are kind of some of the main issues that the government has talked a lot about in the past days. So one of the kind of the biggest, most visible measure would be the closure of pubs, bars, and restaurants. So businesses serving food and drinks would be closed during the period of emergency conditions from 8th to 28th of March. And the sale of takeaways would be still allowed. Restrictions to hobbies. So from 8th of March, indoor hobbies to be suspended for adults and children aged over 12. And finally, restrictions in schools from 8th of March, grades above 6 would switch to remote learning in areas where the epidemic is in the community spreading or acceleration phase. Next one, please. So now a bit about Jyväskylä. So as I mentioned, the previous slides were about the recommendations by the government, and now the municipalities make their decisions like how and what they are going to implement of these recommendations. So in Jyväskylä, the use of masks are still highly recommended in public places where keeping the safety distance cannot be guaranteed. Such places can be shops, post offices, banks, libraries, public transportation, and so on. So everywhere where you are inside a building where you cannot avoid or cannot keep the safety distance to people, it cannot be guaranteed, you are supposed to use a mask. A number of participants in public events and general meetings can be 10 at most, 10 people at most. Number of participants in private events, for example, in parties, gatherings with friends, can be 6 at most. So please note, this is something new. So far, both private and public events could be 10 at most. And from now on, or for March on, the private events, it's recommended that there wouldn't be more than 6 people at a time. The swimming hall and the city's own gyms are closed during March. It's already decided. City recommends all private sport facilities to limit its services to adult customers. The city library is open for borrowing books, but visits cannot be long, so it should be kept brief, about 15 minutes maximum. And there is no confirmation on the closure of pubs, bars, and restaurants yet in Jyväskylä, but it is quite likely that it's going to be implemented. But as I said, there's no decision made on the issue yet in Jyväskylä. Next one, please. And about the University of Jyväskylä, what does the shutdown mean at our university? So JYU will continue its operations in accordance with the current coronavirus policies at least until 28th of March. Contact teaching that is necessary in order to achieve learning outcomes will be arranged on campus by following strict safety precautions. The maximum number of people is 10 in contact teaching and 20 in exams. Self-study facilities cannot be open in the current situation. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we still hoped and thought and planned to open the self-study facilities in the university, but unfortunately it cannot be done in this situation. Entertainment and evening events of subject associations, as well as choir and hobby group activities, are not arranged in the university facilities. Subject association can reserve university premises for their meetings, in which case the maximum number of people is 6. Library is open for borrowing and to print, copy, and scan. But again, studying facilities are not open, so you cannot stay in the library to study for a longer period, unfortunately. And the library has more information about their current services on their website, so you can check it out for the newest updates. And the university is going to estimate the situation next time on the 24th of March. So after that, more information is to be expected. And as usual, the university always sends an info email about the new decisions to your email address that you provided to the university. So make sure that you follow and read the university's emails about the situation, so you know what kind of services the university can offer at which point and how we operate. Next one, please. So about travels, it is still highly recommended to avoid all but essential travel, both within Finland and to other countries. Essential travel can be, for example, if you have a family emergency, but tourism is not essential travel. All travel should be avoided to Brazil, Ireland, Portugal, South Africa, and the United Kingdom in accordance with the recommendation of the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare. This is because the virus variants. So these countries are highly recommended not to visit. But of course, remember that if you are, for example, from these countries, you can always return to your own country, and you can always leave Finland if you decide so. But for example, tourism purposes, it is not recommended to visit these countries. All persons returning from abroad must follow the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare's self-isolation guidelines. And if you decide or if you need to travel abroad, please keep in mind that the university doesn't offer extra arrangements for students who need to quarantine. So, for example, we cannot offer you semi delivery again. If you must travel, it is your responsibility to follow information given by the authorities. So it is your responsibility to check out each website and see what are the current guidelines and restrictions. And you need to keep in mind that these guidelines can change very rapidly. So it's not enough that you check a website out like 2 weeks ago and then in some weeks you are planning to travel. You really need to keep checking regularly the website and follow the news to see if there are any changes in the regulations. And what is also very important to understand that the university simply cannot ensure that you are able to re-enter Finland once you have left the country. At the moment, entering Finland on the basis of studies is a good enough reason to enter the country. So based on studies, you can enter Finland. But as we go towards a shutdown, and there were also talks about the emergency situation, we cannot know what kind of measures will be taken, what kind of restrictions will be made, and the university cannot do anything in case the government decides the studies won't be a good enough reason anymore to return to Finland. The university cannot do anything in that case. So make sure that you are aware of this fact if you leave Finland. And we are also asked to collect information about your travels abroad. So we will need to know if you go abroad, we will need to know where you go, if you plan to return to Finland. And we will send you a link to an online form tomorrow. And we would really appreciate if you could fill out that form. So we have the information that in which countries you are visiting. It's for safety reasons. Next one, please. Yes. And as you know, also the university made a decision still back in the end of January, I think, not to receive exchange students, visitors and doctoral students, employees and grant researchers until the 30th of April. And now the international office informed the Finnish border guard about this decision as well, so they are aware of this. In practice, this means that exchange students' certificate of registration or admission letter is no longer sufficient proof to re-enter Finland. So if you're an exchange student and you leave Finland and you would like to re-enter, you need to have a certificate of arrival at the border control. And that certificate of arrival needs to prove that you have arrived originally to Finland before 1st of February. And this certificate needs to be signed and stamped by the university. And many of you have already this certificate of arrival because your home universities might have wanted this kind of certificate from you when you arrived, but not all of you have it. So if you don't have it and you must travel abroad, you can contact us and request a document like this. And if you need to do this, then make sure that you also attach your original plane ticket or whatever ticket you used to come to Finland. You attach that to the email so you can prove that you did arrive to Finland before 1st of February. And I just would like to emphasize that this decision does not concern degree students. Degree students may arrive to Jyväskylä also between 1st of February and 30th of April. But also degree students should avoid all but essential travels. So degree students, if you arrive, for example, the first time to Finland, before the 30th of April, it should be fine, no worries. If you are a non-EU student, of course, you have your residence permit card. Also have some kind of proof that you're a degree student, not an exchange student, so the border control knows that you are a degree student and you can enter the country. You can have, for example, your admission letter in which it says that you're admitted to a master's program. But traveling is not recommended for degree students either. Next one, please. The next topic is the registration of right of residence for EU citizens. This is just a reminder. This is the same information that we sent to exchange students already last week. But since many of you were asking about it, about this issue in the past month, we wanted to walk you through this now as well. So citizens of EU member states, Liechtenstein and Switzerland, must register their right of residence at the Finnish Immigration Service if their stay in Finland lasts longer than 3 months. And many of you were well aware of this registration, which is great. But you have also noticed that Migri service points don't really have available times to visit them. And we contacted Migri and asked what to do in this kind of situation. And they advised that it is sufficient for you to start the process of registering your right of residence online. And this you can do in the Enter Finland website. And so when you do this, you fill out the form in the Enter Finland website, you complete it and you pay the registration cost of 48 euros, then your residence in Finland is already legal. So even though you haven't had a chance yet to visit the Migri service point to prove your identity, this is already sufficient to make your residence in Finland legal. And you can even print a certificate proving you have completed the application online from the Enter Finland online service. Also in the meanwhile, Migri is adding new appointments on a constant basis, so you might find a suitable time to visit a Migri service point to prove your identity, and in that case you can book that time and visit one of the service points. It might, however, be that you don't find an available time slot or a suitable time slot before your exchange is over. So in that case, don't worry. If you leave the country before you can take care of this registration, you should just inform Migri that you have already, or you are already leaving the country, or you have already left the country, and that the application can be cancelled. However, if you are talking about degree students, if you are a degree student, I would like to point out that completing the registration is highly recommended in your case. So if you're a degree student, keep looking for the time slots, the appointment time slots in the Migri website, and try to visit the service point to complete your registration. Next one, please. The next subject I wanted to talk about is a Kelamia subsidy card. I think degree students probably all have their Frank student card, because for degree students, joining the student union is compulsory, so then you can get a Frank card. But for exchange students, joining the student union is not compulsory, it's optional. So there might be exchange students who haven't joined the student union and thus didn't have the chance to get a Frank student card. So if you are one of these students who don't have a student card, a Finnish student card, and you would like to eat in the student restaurant and receive a discount on the meals, then you should contact us and you can get this Kela meal subsidy card, which entitles you to the student discounts in the student restaurant. So please contact the international office. And then your email and your message, please include your address, your complete and correct address, and then we can send you this Kela meal subsidy card by post. We are not open because in this current situation and with the coming shutdown, we are also working from home, and we visit the office very rarely, only when it's there's something crucial to take care of in the office. So that's why we cannot guarantee that we can send you the card immediately the next day on the same day, but we try to do the next time someone is visiting the office, we will post you the card once a week at least. There will be someone in the office when we can take care of this, but keep it in mind that please be patient with it. Next one, please. Then about the salmon delivery bill. So during the time that many students were in isolation and quarantine in February, end of January, February, SEMMA was providing you with meals. And in order to avoid contact with the SEMMA personnel, you didn't need to pay for the food right then. But now, this time is over, and I think SEMMA Delivery contacted you with information on how to pay your bill, and we were informed that some of you have not paid this bill yet. So please take care of it as soon as possible. You can pay for your bill in the following restaurant of SEMMA, Rentukka, which is in the Kortapohja student village, Lodzi, which is in the main campus, Piato, which is in the Mattilaniemi campus, and Ylistö, which is in the Ylistönmäki campus. So in each campus, you have an option, plus also in Kortapohja. So make sure that you go this week and pay for the meals that you have purchased during your isolation and quarantine. And for the addresses, if you don't know where the restaurants are located, you can check it out on their website, and you can also see their opening hours on their website as well. Next one. And I think this is our final slide, but also very, very important issue. So the Student Compass team is offering group well-being workshop for international students. It's free of charge. And it's during March, April, and the beginning of May. There will be a five-session workshop organized. It's research-based, and it is offered both for master students and exchange students. So it doesn't matter which group you belong to. You can make use of this opportunity. And in addition to the group well-being workshops, there will be two individual sessions, one before the workshop starts and then one after they ended. And if you are interested in this, then send an email to the Student Compass team to the following email address, or you can register online. And if you are interested, I highly recommend that you do it fast. This information came already last week, so we shared this information already the end of last week, so probably quite some spaces are already gone. So if you want to make sure that you can attend this workshop, then I recommend you sign up as soon as possible. Yes, and I think that was it. Yes. And now we have plenty of time for questions. So there's no question in the chat so far. But if you would like to write there something now, or ask something verbally, you can raise your hand, and then we can see your question. No questions so far. If there are no questions, of course, we can end this session at this point as well. So last opportunity is to ask. Yes. Someone is asking if there is a some number, chat or email from Finnish authorities where you can ask more specific questions. There are, but it depends what kind of question and what kind of topics you would like to ask about. So there are, of course, several authorities. So you need to specify. So if you are, for example, interested in the border control issues, then you contact the Finnish Border Guard. They have their contact info on their website. Yes, travel related, exactly. I recommend that you go to the Finnish Border Guard website and look for the contact information. They are usually very, very fast answering and they have very clear answers. I have only good experience so far with contacting them. So you can ask from them. Is there any options to get tested at the university? Unfortunately, no. The university doesn't offer any testing opportunities. Testing is only free if you have symptoms or if you kind of have a reason to get tested. So if you have any symptoms and you suspect that you might have coronavirus, then you can go to Oma Olo platform and feed in your symptoms and get an estimation whether you should book a time or not. Otherwise, for travel purposes, unfortunately, you need to pay for the private testing. And thank you, Marita. Marita posted the Finnish Border Guard website link, so you can click that one for more information. Yes, even if it's to return to your home country, unfortunately. So if your flight company requires you or your country requires you to have the negative test, then yes, indeed, you need to pay for the private tests or the tests provided by private hospitals. Yes. All right. I don't see any more questions in the chat. Nor do I see any hands. So if there are no more questions, then we can wrap up this session. As mentioned, it is being recorded, so we will share the link with you after this and you can check it later, and also we will share the slides, and we will also send an email in which we tell about these same issues briefly. And if you have any questions, you can send us an email and we can try to help, but please keep in mind that we are not authorities. So if you have questions about, for example, traveling, it is always best to contact for example, the Finnish Border Guard in that case. So you can get definitely the correct answer directly from the authorities. But yes, thank you guys for attending, and please take care and hold on. This is getting quite long for all of us, and we still go on, but we need to now still make it through March and hope that the situation gets better and we have a bit freer late spring and summer ahead of us. So please hold on. Take care. Bye-bye.